You are now listening to The Bill Bros. Welcome back to another episode of Build Bros. This week we have a special guest with us, Gunpla Skyfire, otherwise known as Lang. What's going on, man?
Evening, everybody.
We have Lewis. Alex.
Woo-hoo.
And Logan.
I'm not making bird noises.
I'm here too. this week we are doing a deep dive on Bell.
Oh, such a good movie.
It's fucking beautiful. It's beautiful. It's absolutely fucking beautiful. And now, get ready for spoilers, because we're going to talk about it completely and openly. So, if you guys haven't watched the movie yet, go back and listen to the other episode, go watch the movie, and now put on this episode. What did you guys think when you first seen
Amazing.
The trailer and everything? Like, what was your initial reaction just it starting out? Everybody, Lewis, I'll let you take the floor first. We'll move on to Lang. We'll get into Alex and Logan.
It was kind of misleading because, I didn't think that it was going to be M. Night Shyamalan, and with a twist,
With our prayers.
So I thought it was going to be a normal anime, and then I was like, holy shit, this is a rabbit hole shit. I was like, hell yeah, thank you, Steve.
That's what I'm here for.
I pass the torch.
Yeah, follow up with Lewis. My thing was turning it on, and then I was blown away. It started off with a giant whale with speakers covered on it. I was doing it just, okay, I'll do some homework. Then it piqued my interest. And then my ADD was kicking in and didn't really hold it. But then just, it kept me because the visuals and then the stories get pretty hard pretty quick. And then most movies give you the story and then you think about it, oh, it's symbolic. This one flipped it and gave you the symbols before. Like the bruises on the beast, spoiler. Stuff like that, where I was just like, wait, why?
They really thought about it. Say whatever you want.
So that, and then, yeah, that really intrigued me because it really threw me for a loop, giving the symbolism first, followed by the story. I thought that was very cool. Yeah.
Alex? What was that? Alex got cyber psychosis.
What's his name? The kayak dude that runs the kayak.
Oh, the sporty dude.
The kayak club.
The brother. I don't know. Something about that dude. In this movie. He's probably my favorite part. He has nothing to do with it. Honestly, not much at all. But he's just.
He was a very supporting character.
Very supportive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. As a person that's not a huge fan of newer anime, I really enjoyed this one.
He wasn't a supporting character. He was the character because without him, they wouldn't find the place that those kids were.
True.
That's a good point.
True, his little kayaking
trip. He's the one. He's the one who said, "Hey, I know where that is."
Oh yeah.
So without him, he was the true hero.
Just not as a person not being a fan of newer anime. This one's super good, and the music you just can't.
Yep, that's Dude. Another one.
The music you just. Go to Spotify and follow Belle because she has her own fucking Spotify. So do yourself a favor.
My turn. Shit on this.
I like that face Logan just made. He went, my turn.
I liked it a lot. The trailer, when I first saw it, it wasn't misleading. I just didn't know how interested I would be in it. But watching the whole thing, it's definitely worth a watch. It's very good and talks about adult topics, but doesn't just slam them on top of you and gives them in a perspective that makes sense. And it kind of eases you into it where you can reflect on it and kind of like take knowledge from it more than it just like slamming it in your face from the beginning and just pushing it during the entire movie where it kind of just gets drowned out. So I think they just like almost what Lang said, you know, they showed that symbolism first and that was kind of the lead in and then hit you with the cold hard facts at the end so you could take away from it just at the very end. And it made it just a really good movie overall because you can watch it for fun or you can watch it for a first time viewer and take it more seriously if you want to. So you can take it both ways, in the mouth or the back.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, sorry. I mean, dude, that entire movie, and I didn't even really think about that until you said that, Lang, is that they give you a lot of the symbols before the story. I didn't even like think that. I didn't even really think of putting that into perspective. It was just kind of like, it was like, oh, okay, well, this is a fucked up character. I thought it was somebody completely different. I thought it was like her, like man crush. You know what I mean?
From the start. Yep. Right here too.
He had the same attitude, the same like, you know, coldness that the beast had. And I was like, but I started putting, I'm like, nah, it's somebody else.
Yep.
Well, when he knew she was Belle.
They all did. They all fucking knew she was Belle.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah.
Everybody but her.
Her mom's apparently. Friends. Oh, like that's her mom's friends too at the end. That shit blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Fire lady.
My girlfriend really liked that part because it kind of gave her memories of like Cinderella and her fairy godmother or whatever it's called, but it's like the three of them, you know, and like they're in the background the whole time helping her without her knowing, but like they don't want to be overbearing or go too much where it's, you know, they're filling that motherly role for her that she unfortunately lost.
Yeah, because they were like the Beauty and the Beast, you know, you had the candle guy, you had the teacup, you had the clock, you had the...
Come on, Lumiere. Throw down. I know you know him.
That whole goddamn house was alive, Lewis. That person had a goddamn army.
Yeah, well, I took that as like the little spirit thingies, like those little kitsy things. Yeah, that's what I took from them, is them being like Lumiere and all that shit like that.
The little kid's... animation, like his little character, dude. I want like five of those to follow me around at all times. Just say nice things to me and make me feel better about myself.
I wonder what the what those were though. Like if I obviously we don't know anything about like those little sprite thingies or whatever the fuck they were. I wonder why they were in the world to begin with.
Didn't they say they were AI?
Yes. Yeah, I think that sounds familiar.
Were they AI?
Yeah. Yes.
Huh.
They are.
Well, there you go.
But why would the AI trying to show where the beast's castle was? Or did it trick? No, it was tricking them, right?
It was tricking people because so many people were curious that whenever they went over to them, they purposely kept misdirecting them over and over. But then they trusted Belle because they recognized her and they let her go through.
See, that's the, like, culmination. They were AIs, but that's what fire paywalls become. That's what those were.
Yeah. she had that seriously. Monthly VIP sub and they're like, fuck it, you're allowed in.
Right. You subbed to the Twitch channel.
You get the gold skin this month. Okay. Come get it at the mansion. It's at the castle. Fight this dragon boss. No big deal.
I could not see that ending coming at all. Like that twist, that being a kid and like going through fucking abuse. It's crazy because you see them in the very beginning of the fucking movie too. Like it shows.
Yeah, with the dad going like, they lost their muscles. They only have, I'm like, so I thought they were talking about her, you know, Belle's, you know, relating to her, what she just lost her mother. So But it just hit me out of left field. I was like, "Kiki?" I was like, "Oh."
Fuck that dad, for sure. First of
fuck
all.
Fuck him, man. Shit.
The two, the brother's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like you're talking about Belle's dad.
No, I feel bad Belle's for dad. Belle's dad, dude. Actually, like, she was so disconnected from her father, but, like...
She was trying so hard.
He was trying.
Yeah, bro, like, this show hits in a lot of points that... Or this movie hits in so many points from, like, just, like, the... It's like, holy fuck. Like, obviously, she suffered through a lot of trauma with, like, literally watching her mom fucking die, right? Like, that's fucked, and it's gonna fuck you up. But, like, she was completely disconnected from, like, really everyone besides her friend and, you know, the girl that set her up on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like her, obviously her two male friends, like the one sporty dude, and then, you know, her crush.
Are we going to like, there's one, like, it's kind of pervy. Her friend has her, one of her professors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not like her that.
Phone as her background. Yeah. And you're like, we're not going to talk about that. Don't say anything.
Yeah, oh, that was kind of fucky.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, you're talking about a girl Lang that's
sitting
like
there, like, 16? Did I black out during that? What the hell?
I gotta jump back with the teenage daughter thing because I have a bonus daughter who I try like hell all the time to connect with her. But since she's not my biological daughter, that's when this movie started hitting me like, it's okay, bud. Just keep going. I feel you. Keep going. Keep trying to connect. Maybe someday she'll, you know, open up a little bit. But at the same time, going to that pervy notion, herself along with all of her local cousins, I hate to say it, I think that's just the times, is messed up what some teenage kids have on their phones now that we don't even know. So that's just, that's what's going on.
That shit is fucky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But going back.
Go ahead,
Liz.
I thought it was an idol. But then when she was like, I was like, oh no, this bitch wants to go freaky freaky with him. I'm like, holy shit. Like, damn. Okay.
Well, and I think too with this movie, it makes it so relatable to the real world. With a lot of animes, you're kind of like, okay, this is super far fetched, but it's like where times are going with technology and stuff. It's like this legitimately. I mean, really, people have internet personas already, right? On Twitch, TikTok. YouTube, TikTok. We already have these internet personas. It's just we're not there.
It's kind of demonstrating that like. We're advancing, but also dealing with the same issues over and over and over again that have been like hundreds of years old. So like we have this new technology where we can basically go into a different dimension in VR, like a whole new level of VR. And yet kids are still being abused and no one really seems to care.
Oh, the technology still gets like... heightened and the abuse gets heightened too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're not wrong there.
Yeah, I'll jump into 2 points on that virtual stuff. So I shared this, since we've all gone around, I figured I'd do an experiment. I shared it with all my boys. I have a 3, a 4, and an 8-year-old, right? Who can't sit down if their life depended on it. They sat down for, I'll say, 2/3 of it at least. Like, they were kind of in awe of how this was looking at everything. So it was a good for kids. I mean, it's PG, so it's a great show for all ages. But then my wife, who, when we first met, she didn't know anything geek whatsoever. Now, 5 years later, like, I have 2 toy cabinets in our bedroom, and she has her own display, and she can throw down Star Wars with the best of them. She, after watching it, went and bought the Blu-ray and the DVD just so she can start like being a missionary and hand this out. Like, she loved this. And then we're passing it along to cousins that are in plays, mostly because of the music, because they're teenage girls that they, I think they, versus 5 guys on a Gundam podcast, they would probably connect a lot better with it.
You're saying I wouldn't connect well with it compared to a child?
Except for you, dude.
Wait. So no one else cried?
I cried. I did.
I cried.
Yeah.
4 and 5.
Yeah.
I saw this freaking show. I was in vacation.
I was close.
Mini vacation. And, I couldn't go no sleep. So I was like, oh, shit, we're going to do this episode. So let me just, and I saw it on my phone. And I was like, and Copley saw it. I was like, Copley, the feels, man, the feels. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it hurts. And then I was like, and then at the last bit got me hard because I went through it, and I can relate to those two kids that, like, shit. Like, there's so many people out there that, so many kids that they can't speak out, and it's just fucked up. Like, we live in a world that we live in nowadays. Ridiculous. And this film is like a cry, not for help, but is to let people know that, hey, there's people around you that could help, because the whole thing was like, the kid was like, you can't help me. And then she went there personally and gave those kids hope that, yes, we are noticeable in this world. We're not just, ghost and nobody could see us.
Human debris.
Yeah. So I was like, wow.
I think, too, that's to a point, like, because we spend so much time with social media and things like that. And we dive so far into the internet as is, and this movie is kind of like, look, there's life outside of it. There's more than just talking to, Lewis, like, obviously we met on Instagram, through Gundam, but there's more outside of, Dark Zero Builder than, there's Lewis, there's Belle, then there's Suzu, there's the Beast, then there's Kai, And everybody has like a backstory, but with the internet and everything, and the way things are now, is like, it's like they're known for their internet persona, Yeah. And I think that's like the real world now. Exactly. Like, we're in that same spot, I think.
I think with her, to jump on that point, she stood up within the internet, like, and just dared herself to be real. She didn't care about the persona as long as she could help people around her. You guys were mentioning before we got a recording, I went into surgery. I took one picture of me stuck in the ER, which sucked. And I've never had so much love from this community. I think there's the folks that ruin the internet and also that use it to their benefit and others' benefit. And I think she tried to, tried to find the kid. Granted, I can't, come out and, visit Lewis out there on the right coast, since I'm on the left coast, but you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't go visit you in the ER and stand over you in the hallway and just look at you.
Damn, hold your hand ER.
And be like, it's ridiculous how ERs are nowadays. And then you're there for hours upon hours and upon hours. And you're like, yo, bitch, I'm dying. Feeling a pain. Dying, and you're telling me, oh, your pain 1 to 10, bitch, 20. Could I get a room? Could you give me some fucking pain meds, please?
That was rough.
You were there for 3 days.
Yeah, it was messed up. So let's get back on that highway. So going back, I think it was Logan, you were mentioning about the virtual reality and the technology. I'll share with you guys. I take care of research animals, my day job.
You told me this before. Yeah.
So everything I get to see, you guys won't see another 5 to 10 years. And there's a guy out of UC Davis who is getting really terrifyingly close. We've all seen the old Final Fantasy CG movie, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Had, like, those spirits.
Yeah.
They, like, it showed how she could, like, journal her dream, but download it virtually.
Uh-huh.
They're now to the point now that they can download and interpret language, right? So they can do one language right now. A guy at UC Davis was showing us, like, I mean, if someone speaks, if I say, hey, Copley, oh, his brain goes, that word's hey, that word's Copley. And they identify those and they can translate those brain waves into, he said, hey, Copley. Holy. Which is pretty basic. I mean, if you think about it, that's simple. The hard part is when you start getting into bilingual and like translation stuff, they're not there yet, but they can already download understanding of language. How long until they understand what you're seeing, the different colors, the different, how you interpret it, think stuff like that. It's coming.
I'm so excited for Cyberpunk 2077.
I'm not excited.
IRL.
I'm not excited. I'm not going to be able to understand Lewis because he goes off into tears. My brain's not going to be able to be. My brain's going to get all. I'm going to fry out, dude. I'm going to chrome out because Lewis is going to be talking bilingual to me. Cyberpsychosis.
My brain is always going like at a fucking 1,000 miles a second. It's like. And it's sometimes my fucking mouth can't catch up with my fucking thoughts and shit. And it's like, and even them, they go like, go to sleep. It's because my brain is still fucking just at a mile a minute. It's like, shit.
Some weed.
I got a question for the panel. Then. I want to jump on that, Lewis. What would everyone's persona in the U have? It sounds like Lewis would be like half Roadrunner. You could not keep up.
Oh, fuck.
That's real good.
I
would totally look like Mr. Incredible pre-workout, but like I would totally have some sort of sci-fi get up for sure.
I cannot imagine myself. I feel like I would be like Belle, where I would like see myself in the mirror that they give you, and I'd be like, this is what they fucking gave me, bro. Okay, whatever.
Whatever. You look hot and you can sing. Look at you.
Not like her specifically, but whatever. Like, I'll take it, I guess, and I'll just go in. I accept.
I'd see Logan's character and be like,
yo, get the fuck out of here, you demon.
Let me get the mama milk.
Yo, I'm in danger right now.
Those freckles. Oh my God.
You're like, Logan, I like your hair, man. When'd you get so long and pink?
Molly got very sharp.
Logan, come ring my bell. You ever seen someone disconnect from server so fast?
I would
180 and look at you earlier. After you said that to me, and I'd just be like, all F4. No, I don't. No, I don't.
See, I would probably try and go for like a look like that dude Justin, but like not blonde hair. Like kind of like just a big, beefy, like guts guy. Even though that's not me at all, but. That's what I would try to go for.
That's my interview.
Douchebag? No.
Yeah. I like All Might, bro. All the hero, big hero characters. God. Those are my favorite, bro. I love those guys. Guts.
All Might is my favorite.
Alex, where are you at?
Yeah, come on,
What are you going to look like?
Oscar the Grouch.
with face paint on? Juggalo face paint,
just in a trash can. Yeah, with Juggalo face paint. Yeah,
you're built different, dog. I swear to God.
He's gonna have his little worm as the buddy.
What a little worm?
So good.
Oscar the Grouch had that little worm. Didn't he have that little worm, buddy? Man, I'm dating myself now. Come on, somebody out in the Gundamverse is screaming. See, Lewis knows.
It's punching the air right now.
I mean, I'm pretty fucking old. What the fuck?
What? How old are you?
31, dog.
Old enough.
I'm 36.
I'm 39. All you sit down. I know there what I'm talking about.
Holy shit, dog. I'm 25.
You pup. So let's see. I was 25. I was like buying NSYNC albums at a local used CD store when you were born,
almost,
man.
You could almost be my dad.
Nope.
Yeah, dude, I hope that scares you. My dad's 60.
Dude, come on, that's so far off.
I know it is, but still, it's close. It's wildly
not close, but it's close.
Bye, turned 20 on January 2022, and I was like, I'm fucking old, because when that shit came out, I was going like, bye, baby, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
a fat milk thug just, you know, doing this around the apartment.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
What, do you think, like, a group like the Justices, you know, the, you know, obviously the douchebag, you know, douchebag guy, what, do you think that something like that would be needed in, like, a,
I think that AI would sense? Exist, but I don't think they would act like that.
You don't think
I second no. AI sense, because you couldn't control it. I mean, how many on the internet now think they're, like, they know it all, and they really don't? It's got to be pure AI.
Ready. Yeah, because that's the thing, is those were, I guess, those were players.
You have,
right?
Discord. You have that already now, though, right? You have Discord moderators and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, like, if Discord moderators didn't work, they wouldn't exist. So there are people out there who are good people that want to be, like, moderators and want to do that. So I feel like if there was a game like that, there would be a, maybe they'd switch to AI eventually after humans fuck it up enough times. But I feel like they would try it with humans, and I don't think it would be as unsuccessful as how Bell betrayed it. But I understand why Bell betrayed it that way, because they have to have some form of antagonist in a sense.
You had to have the bad guy.
Yeah.
In you, but the bad guy in the real world was Mr. Douchebag Father.
He was a dick. Not a fan.
I was waiting for to see, like, a cop or something come around the corner and shoot the dude. Like, I was waiting for that. I was like, yeah, you deserve that and more, bitch.
Yeah.
It's Japan. They don't run around with guns in Japan.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Officers in Japan are only equipped with batons and mace. They have, you know, those little,
even better, you just baton his fucking head and make his brain just splatter everywhere.
You know those little police stations they have weapons. They have weapons in those, but they don't walk around or actively do guard duty and stuff with, like, how America has full on AR-4, like, 15 strapped up to the brim. They don't do that shit.
I want bash the brain in.
Cute. Calm down, you psycho.
I mean, he did something to Belle. Like,
I know, but it's, like, Belle. They're not gonna show.
Fucking, I would have been like, "You got that back."
The camera.
Lewis is now the. Yeah, I know. Lewis's camera is killing me. It's just autofocus following his ass with him and his sound effects. God damn it!
It'd be funny if it kept focusing on the unicorn.
let's get into favorite scenes, and we can just, obviously, this is full, if there's no spoilers here, go ahead and spoil, you know what I mean, like, there are no spoilers on this episode, so
you want to start
us off? Dibs not first.
Lewis?
Like, spoilers, like, how?
No, like, we can't spoil anything. We can't spoil anything. So
we already have.
Yeah. So what's your favorite scene? Don't worry about spoilers.
Favorite scene is when they found out that is the kids. Like, I was like, wait, that was a shock and awe for me. I'm like, wait, whoa, wait. But I thought it was the crush. What? I'm like, and then once I saw the little kid with the hoodie. And he was acting, and he was acting just like that little sprite. I was like, holy shit. Holy shit. And then when I saw the brother come in, and I was like, no. And I was like, yes, yes, it's flooding in. Let's do it. I was like, fuck it. This movie, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, not the bat. It would have been 11 out of 10 if the dad would have died, but, you know, hey. Wishful thinking.
We had enough.
And PG, you know, if it was rated TMA, I would be like, yeah, kill him.
But then it's not family friendly. Then Link's family couldn't have watched it.
Then my kids couldn't have learned why they have a great dad that doesn't do anything to them. Other than embarrass them in public, that's all I do.
That was one of the great things about this movie, though, is you could watch it with your family, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've watched it multiple times. Me, Carrie, and the kids have watched it.
You watched it, like, 5 times before I got to watching it once, and that was only, like, In a 3-day period, bro.
Yeah, dude.
This episode is long time coming. He's been trying to get on this tip for a minute.
Back whenever we first started Build Bros, it was like, we should do a Bell episode. We should do a Bell episode. And it never fucking happened. And then it finally happened. And now I get to have
everyone loves too. It. And now look at you. You're like,
I'm like, yes, I was right. Score one for Copley.
Now the new name of the pod. I was gonna say the new name of the podcast is now Build Bells.
Build
That's
Bells.
What it is. Hey.
That's what this episode title will be. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Points for me. Yes.
Ling, what was your 100%. Favorite scene?
I think it's two parts. One, when the beast showed up, was that put some Dragon Balls to shame. That was sweet. Gigantic spherical arena comes in a sonic boom.
The animation. What is that?
Yep.
So cool. I did like that.
And then didn't he take like one of the spotlights and the lights go out and she just takes
it. Tossed it like a javelin.
Beam. Yeah.
Reminded me of Digimon and Omnimon when he was fighting in that dome spherical thing and then
exactly.
I was like, oh shit, it's Digimon. Yep.
So that was the fun favorite part. And then the ending when she stood up for the two boys, because I think in abusive relationships, you have one of two scenarios, kind of like the protect and like kind of a fight or flight. You saw both like the big brother protecting the little brother, and those that have been in abusive relationships, you have times where you stand there and you take it. You say, okay, I've taken this before. Show me what you got, bitch.
Yeah, you can either be the sword or you can be the shield. And she decided to be the shield.
Yeah, for me, that, I think, Lewis, you've mentioned it. It hit hard for me. I was raised by a pretty emotionally abusive dad. And there was one time where I let him have it with my words. And he hasn't really talked to me the same since. So that moment is when I broke down. If she just stood her ground and he still screamed. Yeah. I think that's a really good analogy, that just because you stood up once doesn't mean the abuse is going to stop. He screamed, what, 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was too real, but that was amazing.
And the reaction of the dad, really, like, you saw him, like, he was going to, and then just her just not moving and just staring him in the freaking face, and he that fear did the reverse. It was a reverse Uno card, and he felt the fear that he was inflicting to his kids and everything. Yeah. He got it tenfold, and I loved that fucking scene. It was awesome.
Like, he still has the rage, but now he has fear, and he was just like, crap, what do I do?
Yeah.
So good.
Alex.
I have as well, actually. One is just dumb. It involves Kayak Boy again. When they're in the train station, and he's like, Zuzu is trying to like push him to go talk to O-Girl.
Oh, and the whole interaction of them linking up.
it's just really funny.
And, no, that was really well done. That was really good.
And the last scene of her singing and like just pretty much shedding her skin,
dude.
That's the one that made me tear up.
I was just gonna. That was gonna be mine. So thanks for stealing it.
Yeah, that is so good.
It was one of mine as well.
Another one, when the train station at the end, when she got back and the father was there, and then, hey Zuzu, are you okay? And she said, yeah. I don't know if you caught it, but you saw the emotional relief of the father when Zuzu like let him in finally. Like she wasn't putting her walls up or nothing. She just opened the doors and the father could finally have his daughter. Like he was, and you got to give it up to the guy. He waited and he waited and he waited until she got out of that shell.
I'm surprised you didn't say one of your favorite moments, Lewis, was the bus ride with the texts. Do you not remember the text back and forth with the dad while she's on the bus?
Oh, go? Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes was one was that ending song and that ending concert. So I like that idea of like almost reskinning and just choosing to look like yourself and not getting an animated character, choosing a character that doesn't look like yourself. I liked that idea. And then the introduction to the younger brother. Oh, I hit you with it, dude. I love him. I don't give a fuck. I'm probably going to get a tattoo of him from my plushie tattoo artist.
Domo.
Yeah.
He's a cute little kid.
He's a cute little boy. That little angel animation that he has is so cute. I just want, like I said, I want like five of him walking behind me at all times, just hovering around me and talking to me.
I think for sure, probably my favorite scenes are the intro. I fucking love that intro, like with the music and everything, because it was just like a really good introduction to this movie and what we were going to see. And then probably them finding the kids through the internet. And she's like, hold on, he's singing my song. Follow it, follow it, follow it. And then they find, you know, obviously the dad, and they see the kids. They have the interaction with the dad on the live stream. And then they're like, oh, you know, we can find you. We can save you. And he's like, I've heard it a million fucking times. Like,
yep.
I've heard it.
Your song.
Like, and look at the system, like, even with proof, with video proof that the father was abusive, they even said it, that they couldn't do anything about it. Like,
yeah,
because the kids have to report it. And I'm like, you're seeing it fucking happening live, and you're saying yeah. that the kids have to pick up a phone and be like, hey, my dad's being a dick and he's hitting me, so could you come here and help me? No, like, if you're seeing it happening, why can't you do something about it? Like, serious. And that's why these suicide where and you know, mental health, like, you have people dealing with this shit every day. And when people don't have, I'm not saying that they don't, but it's just, it, when that fucking stress and everything breaks that armor that they have, that's it. That's when they decide, hey, I've been there. Said, hey, I'd rather be boom out, non-existing, than to keep on going through this fucking shit every day. And I can relate that to anybody. It's like, mental health is a big, big issue for everybody, and suicide is no joke. Like, when you have those thoughts, it's like, fuck. It's like a down spiraling fucking depression. And you're trying, it's like quicksand, you're trying to not sink, but you can't help it.
Well, and I think too, with them, with this game too, that obviously it's gonna I'm sure it made Suzu feel a lot better about herself going into this game and getting all that attention, but at the same token, it's like, well, now we're in a fake world, it's not a real world, but ultimately it, like, could have saved, you know, it, I mean, we don't know how far it would have been taken with the dad, but it doesn't get any less, I'm sure, with abuse. But, like, she saved those kids, you know what I mean? And like you said, those people go through that shit, and it's unseen, it's unheard. And this movie just touches a lot of, like, trauma-based events that can happen in your life. And
use your voice.
Yeah,
and use
your voice.
And
yeah.
And again, I think she, Belle, Zuzu, because remember the scene when the mom went in to save the girl? And then the girls, you know, came back, and then they're like, and then she was going to go and to save her mom. I think by her saving the kids, she, like, it was a clarifying, like, she did what she wanted to do at that instant to save her mom, but she couldn't save her because, goddamn freaking shit, because she couldn't save her. So, like, at that moment, I was like, she saved someone, and that's when she, like, I think she found a peace, and she could lay that to rest, basically, and like say, hey, mom, like, and again, the mom was a, I know she was kind of a douche to put her, you know, that family. Kid, yeah,
her family
before her position. Own daughter, and not think that if she goes away, like it won't affect them, you know. But at the same time, when you're in that situation, it's body instinct. Like, you know, hey, you're trying really to save someone. You know, it's not a
rental.
It's a go. It's basically My Hero Academia when Bakugo was getting swallowed by the slime guy, and then Deku goes and he said, I don't want to go, but his body went and started running to save him. It's like, it's just something instinctual, you know.
Like a hero instinct, really.
Yeah.
Like they're heroes. I mean, even Belle herself, even showing up, she didn't have to do that.
Martyr.
No.
Mm-hmm. She did it. I mean, just like her mom did in a lot of ways, you know, so.
It was a really deep movie, man.
It's got so much deep meaning in it and stuff, and it's like, shows you the good, the bad of the internet. But still, it's a nice reminder that there are, you know, the internet can be used for useful tools, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it's, again, I had two people saying that it was shitty. I was like, then you don't have a heart. You don't have a heart. You're plain and simple. You're just you're a hollow, basically. You have a big hole in your chest, and you just go upon the world just living like a goddamn zombie. Because if you couldn't take notes of that movie and say, hey, you know, this shit is like, even if you have the perfect life and you never went through the shit and everything, but you can have some sympathy that there's people out there going through the same shit. Like, seriously, like, the world, like I tell my stepkids, the world ain't fucking rainbows and unicorns flying around. It's the nitty gritty. I know we tried to protect our kids, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, you can protect your kids to a certain degree, but you have to show them that this world is fucking, you know, dog eat dog world. Mean. And you can't. Yeah, it's you can't, like, because, see, like, again, my personal life, she going, hey, everything's okay. But no, like, you could say everything's okay, but you got to tell them, hey, in the future, you will get into more and more of these altercations, and you're going to have, and I'm like, my dad rose me, and, you know, it was hard because he showed me real life right away. Value of money, you need to work to do and earn your shit. You know, you can't just be like, oh, I'm a kid and I can get everything, you know, handed to me. But it's, the world is, I'm putting it too much.
Hey, Lewis, I'm actually curious. The people that said they didn't like it, what was their age? I'm curious.
Oh, same, probably 2 years younger than me.
Okay. Because I was thinking, because
I know
the old kids... person, I have no filter, and anyone that finds me can find me. I don't care. And I think being raised in a generation where it's internet, you use that as your identity. So I'm thinking, like, well, why wouldn't, like, maybe they had a perspective of why would I ever want to get rid of it? It's been beneficial for me. Or they're probably going through their own hardship right now and feel bad that they didn't stand up and don't know how. Or maybe they tried and they did get hit by the dad at the end.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you're right.
That's probably.
You're right. And they don't know how to say, hey, help, you know?
Or who to say that to. That's a good way to phrase it too.
Yeah.
If any of y'all out there are feeling depressed and need someone to talk to, hit any one of us up.
Yep.
Just saying.
Yeah.
It's hard, and know that you're not alone. You're not alone. There's people out there that's going same shit you're going through, or even worse. But know that, you know, there's always a light, and that being just run towards that light, and we got you.
just killed me. Final thoughts, guys. Let's wrap it up. And Lewis, give your ratings, your final thoughts.
It's on another box.
We got another box.
It's the goddamn. No. Show what's in the corner. Show what's in the corners. No. Show what's in the corners. There's no game for this anime. You stupid idiot.
And then Rebecca, my favorite character.
Ling, final thoughts and rating.
Final thoughts. Fantastic movie. I never give anything perfect because I want to see what's coming up next and how they can improve on it. One big thing I forgot to mention was the shift in animation. I'm a big film geek that in the U, it was one type of animation. In the reality, it was another type of animation. And it wasn't like they had, I mean, how do you phrase it? Like Tron, like real life and then crappy CG. It was just subtle enough to make you believe it, I think, even more.
You almost didn't notice it at times. And then you're like, yeah. Oh, it is a little bit different. You're right.
Yeah. So I give it a 9 out of 10. I want to see what's next. Ooh, yeah. What fairy tale could they do next like this? That would be fun.
They did Bubble. Well, they didn't make, I don't know if they made Bubble, but there's one called Bubble that's like supposed to be an adaptation of The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, Bubble.
I would say it has to be Little Mermaid.
It's Little Mermaid. I don't know if they made Bubble, though. I can check really quick while
and it's,
Alex does his final thoughts.
I'll give it 10 out of 10, actually. This is the first thing I've given a 10 out of 10. It's good. I mean, everyone honestly should watch it. Even like if you're not an anime nerd, it's just a good film. What about you, Logan?
For me, I give it a 9 out of 10. I liked it a lot. It's a really good movie. It had very good plot through and through, and I like the characters. I'm not a big like musical type of movie person, like how Disney movies are. And when I watched the trailer, that's what I expected. And it was definitely not, the music was well placed and timed well and never felt like it was dragging on, or like just kind of filler, like I feel like a lot of Disney movies try and do from time to time in my head. So I liked it a lot. I would definitely recommend it to other people to watch. When I actually watched it, and I watched it with my girlfriend, her sister, and her wife are huge Disney fanatics, and she recommended it to them, and they're not big anime fans, but they said they'd give it a try because it looked interesting, so hopefully they like it.
Yes.
For me, 10 out of 10. The soundtrack pulled me in immediately, and just the plot, everything about this fucking movie, I will scream to the top of my lungs to recommend it to everyone. I fucking love it.
Would you give it an 11 if Lucy was in it?
I don't want to talk about her anymore. But yes.
Shit. I want to stay at your house, Copley.
I would have gave it a 20 out of 10 if Rebecca was in it.
But we're going to close it out, boys. Give us your plugs, Lewis. Go ahead.
Dark Zero Builder, Twitch. Twitter, Instagram, mostly Instagram. Love you guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Lang?
Gun Plus Skyfire on Instagram. Hit me up on the one and only Lang on Twitter. I just throw personal thoughts and dog ratings on there. Other than that, Gundam Shoppers Network. I got to shout out my sponsor. Go check him out. And then last but not least, I'll be having a project, so keep an eye out my Instagram. I'm going to be working with a probably Gutsy Gundam here locally. We're going to have a big thing coming up. I'm excited.
Hell yeah.
We got a time frame on a little announcement for that.
Let's finish everyone else. If you want me to talk about it now, I can talk about it now, or we can do it another time.
We'll do it another time then. I'll let you get everything in order and we'll do it.
Cool.
Alex.
You can find me at Mecha Shiva on Instagram. Mecha_Shiva, SHEEVA, and on my Twitch at Sweaty McSwampass.
Logan. Never gets old hearing that.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, never gets old. Sweaty McSwamp ass.
You can find me on Instagram at zealoushanger.us, and that is my only social medias. And you can find Copley at XXL. What does that stand for? New type?
I'm large.
BWC? BWC?
Jesus and Christ. In charge. No.
No. Big Weenie Club. Big Weenie Club.
No, that's not what it stands for. It's I, 2XLT, bro. Come on now. XXL new type. And you can find us at buildbros_US. Before we sign off, thank you again for coming on, Lang. I really appreciate it, man. It was awesome having you, and we're going to have you back on for some future projects, I'm sure.
Yeah, I passed. I can come back.
Also, too, big shout out, because I don't think I did it. I forgot to do it. I'm an asshole. Shout out to our sponsors.
Our sponsors, Soggy, bro. Yeah, my God.
Soggy Boots. Check out for all your anime merch needs. It's always limited print, too, so you definitely want to check it out and pick something up. He does a lot of different stuff, so check it out. And then check out our partners, Leaping Panda Hobbies. You get a special discount at the end of the episode if you listen and pull the code and use it on their website for 10% off. So
I just did that this week.
Did you? What a guy. Would you pick up?
Got that Lancelot Albion.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Their store is almost done, almost too. I've seen they were stocking some stuff, so I'm really excited.
Got some shelves going.
Yeah. Me and Alex are going to take a trip out there. So
take photos for me, please.
Don't worry.
Vlog that shit, dog.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll take photos. And then also make sure you guys check out Spawn Camp Co. on Instagram. It has Waz down there, which is WASD, OBO, and Diggity Podcast. Those are our brother podcasts on the Spawn Camp Network. So make sure you check that out. Give the Twitch a follow because it gets gameplay and whatnot. You also see OBO live on there, Diggity live. We'll eventually start getting around to that. So definitely be on the lookout for that. So. Ooh. Well, guys, it's been fun. I will catch you guys later.
Peace out, guys.
Later, Fampla.
Later, guys. Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's Build Bros 4.